Hi, this is going to be an example of the 10th prayer. If you can pray in tongues while you listen to this, and just don't listen to it, but actually follow and speak the words that you really agree with, okay, to the Lord. So this is an actual prayer that you be doing at home. And try to be led by the Holy Spirit in all things. And as you pray these things, you can do it on your own when you don't have this audio available, so that you remember what to really do. And I'll just lead you and follow along. And I've heard many testimonies that many people benefited from this spiritually. So let's start. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us in this prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise your name. Hallelujah. You're King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You're the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, you created all of us, and we acknowledge you as our creator, our savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our master. Hallelujah, thank you for shedding the blood on the cross. Hallelujah, for our sins. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for giving your life to us as a sacrifice for our sins. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise you, Father God. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, we just ask that your Holy Spirit just lead us and inspire us, Lord God. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every demonic spirit, devils and demons in Jesus' name, every inspiring spirit, we bind those devils in Jesus' name. We cast them out from this presence. We cast them out from this presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we just offer our life as a living sacrifice unto you. Hallelujah. We give our life. We let go of our own agenda, our own dreams, our own ambitions, all our own what we want to do in our lives, so that we let go of all those and we give ourselves to you, to be led by your Spirit, to do your will only, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Spirit fire just come upon us and burn this living sacrifice that we give unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let your fire just burn every unworthy thing in us. Unworthy mind that is selfish, that is egoistic. Just burn it all in Jesus' name. Father, we just burn all the stubbornness away, Father, that is like an ox, Father. We just burn it all in Jesus' name. Let us be able to yield unto the Lord. Let us be able to yield and we humble ourselves, Father, before you, Father God, knowing that we cannot do anything without your power, without your Holy Spirit. We are nothing without you, for you created us. And we acknowledge that everything that we can do is by the grace of God. And we acknowledge that you have given us the ability. You have given us this body. You have given us this brain, this mind, this knowledge of you, Father God, that we're even able to do this, Father. You gave us the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your blood that you've given us to even cleanse us of our own mistakes, of our own sin, of our own wickedness, Father. We just lay down our lives unto you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we let go of all the things that we wanted to do, all the worldly desires. Let it all be burned away in our hearts. Let it all be burned away. Hallelujah. All the things, all the Hollywood, all the devil's entertainments that we love. All the things of Babylon, all the self-worship, all the star worships, all the movie worships that we've been doing, Father, forgive us. And let it all be burned away in Jesus' name. All the music that is ungodly that we've been listening to, all the worldly things, hallelujah, instead of looking at you, Father, forgive us. Instead of looking at you, we've been watching all these wicked things. Forgive us, Lord, forgive us, in Jesus' name. Instead of being filled with the Word of God, we've been just studying all these worldly books, all these worldly entertainments, and infiltrating our minds, our soul, messing up our soul, Father. Forgive us all these things, all these exposures to the world, Father. Forgive us. And help us to even let go of all these worldly entertainments and burn all those desires that are in us of all these worldly things. All the smoking, all the drinking, all this addiction to drugs and all these kind of pornographic desires that we have. Burn it all, Lord. Burn all the lustful desires of us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, us and then Father, also we repent of every sins. Hallelujah, God, we repent of these things. Hallelujah, God, so as we repent of this, wash us with clean what by the Holy Spirit. Water, God, that sanctifies us. Cleanse us. Cleanse this temple of God. For you said our body is a temple of God. And Father, forgive us for putting in the temple of God, viewing all the things of the world, all the lusts of the world, all the movies, all the TV shows, all the celebrity stuff. Father, forgive us of watching these things and listening to all the worldly music. Forgive us. Forgive us of all these worldly music that we've been listening to, that is ungodly, that is not of God. That is just a culture of the Babylon. Forgive us of listening to these people who sold their souls to the devil. Father, forgive us. Forgive us of partaking with the table of the Lord and partaking of the table of the demons. Forgive us, for we did not know, for we had no knowledge. Cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ and take these desires out, Lord. Burn it all up with the fire, God. The fire, God, burn us in Jesus' name. Burn all these desires in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All the lies that we've been saying to others as wicked devils that we were. Forgive us of all the lies that we made unto people, all the deceitfulness, even not working hard at work, stealing people's money, cheating them of their pay, cheating others in any way, for not being loving unto them, but being with wicked intentions, and being with spiteful intentions. Forgive us, Jesus, for every wicked word that we spoke against other people. Forgive us, Jesus, for all the curse words that we've been speaking. Forgive us, Jesus, for all the negative words that we spoke against each other. Forgive us, Jesus, forgive us, Lord God. Help us to love them as you love us. Forgive us all those hurtful words that we spoke, that we didn't even know that we were speaking, Father. Father, forgive us of any kind of things that we hurt other people with, whether physically or mentally, with words or with texting, with all the Facebook chatting. Forgive us of hurting anybody in Jesus' name, and we forgive others, whoever cursed at us, whoever discouraged us, whoever made us angry, all the envies, Father, we just want to all be burned away and be cleansed, Father. We repent of all the envies, of envying other people, what other people has, what other people has that is better than ours. Forgive us of envying them, or their husbands, or their wives, or their children, or their houses and their cars and whatnot, Father. Forgive us of any kind of envy, Father, but help us to be satisfied with what we have, Father, what you have given us. In Jesus' name, forgive us of being discontent with what we have, when we have so much compared to so many other people in the world. Forgive us of being success driven when our goal should be of Christ, but our goal was not on Christ, but it was all in success and money. Forgive us of loving ourselves and loving the money, Father. Forgive us of being money driven, greedy, wicked and greedy. Forgive us of all these wicked greedy in Jesus' name. Take us all out from the lust of Egypt, the lust of the world. Forgive us of concentrating on brand name clothing or brand name bags or anything like that, Father, or any kind of jewelries or looking fancy or any kind of things, Father, looking like a devil, Father, laughing like the devil. Forgive us. Laughing at others like the devil. Looking down on others like the devil. Being prideful, Father. Forgive us of all these pride in Jesus' name. Of saying mean things to people, saying mean jokes. Forgive us, Jesus, forgive us. Help us to have a merciful heart unto people, a good heart that does not make fun of other people. Father, we don't want to be laughing at other people, Father. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us of those wicked intentions, wicked thoughts. Cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, Lord God. Cleanse our soul with all the unworthy things. Burn it away with the fire, God. The fire, God, let it be consumed away. And we give up these things as we give up all these idols. Let it be burned by the fire of God in Jesus' name. Let our hearts be cleansed by the water and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us and cover us. All the lust of the flesh, all the sexual desires, Father, that we had, that we lusted after women and men, that is not of ours. That is not ours, but other people's. Looking at other people, other women, other guys, and lusting after them. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, forgive us in Jesus' name, not being satisfied with the wife or husband that we have, but looking at other people's wives, looking at other people's future wives or husbands, forgive us of lusting after them in Jesus' name. Father, burn all the lust away in Jesus' name, burn all our lust, Father, and help us in our weaknesses to focus on you, Jesus. Anything done out of hypocrisy, forgive us. All these self-glorifying things that we have done to glorify ourselves, to feel good about ourselves. Forgive us, Jesus, for making ourselves an idol. For making ourselves the idol of our life. Father, we want to love the people as you love us. And not to glorify ourselves, Father. So we give you all the praise and glory. All the things that we are able to do, Father, we give it unto you, all the glory, all the praise unto you. For it is you who did a good work in us. Of all the bad works, it was our own wicked selves that we have been deceived by the devil. So forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us. Forgive us of our wickedness. Send us of our own greed. How do we get all this selfishness, all this lovelessness? Forgive us, Jesus. Burn all this chaff away, all this chaff, all this nothingness, all these vain glories that we've been seeking, all the vanity that we've been looking after. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us. Forgive us of not spending our time, not giving our time unto you, our tithes of our time, Lord God, every day, not being mindful of the word, God. Forgive us, Jesus, not being mindful of to seek your face in prayer, taking things lightly, the things of God, as Esau took things lightly of the things of God. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us taking the time of God lightly, Lord God. Being bored with the church, being bored with it while singing the songs of God, not praising God with the rightful heart, not praising and worshiping Lord in spirit and in truth, with all our heart, with all our strength. Forgive us now of not praying unto you with all our hearts, all our strength, all our minds, all our hearts, Father, with all our soul and mind, focus on you, Father. Forgive us not giving you the true worship in spirit and truth, but being fleshly minded, thinking other things during worship, thinking other things during the sermons, during the worship of God. Father, forgive us of having a wicked heart in our worship. Even trying to be self-glory, even during the worship, trying to sing good, trying to sing like others, trying to play like others, the instruments, trying to act all holy and good. So forgive us of this hypocrisy, Father. Forgive us of acting holy and good when we are ravenous wolves. Forgive us, cleanse us, burn us away. Burn us all this wickedness away in Jesus' name. Forgive us of being self-greedy, not giving unto the poor, not dividing our clothes to the poor, not giving unto those who lack, not helping those who are in trouble. Father, help us to be giving people unto the poor and unto the needy of the world in Jesus' name. Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us of loving our father, mother, sister, brothers, or anybody more than God. Spending more time with them instead of time with God. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Holy Spirit, for not spending enough time with you, enough attention on you. As you're angry with the disciples who couldn't even pray 1 hour, Father, forgive us, Jesus, that we couldn't even pray 1 hour a day seeking your face and truth. Not being able to cry out because of pride. Crush our all of pride. That thinking that we don't need to pray like that. Even though Jesus Christ, you yourself prayed like that. Even Moses and Elijah prayed with crying out voice. Forgive us of being so prideful, thinking that we don't need to pray like that. Oh, we are all full and don't need God. Desperately. Forgive us not being desperate for the Lord. Not being hungry for the things of God, but being hungry after the world, hungry after the food, hungry after delicious things, but not hungry after the Word of God, which is the true bread of life. Not being hungry after the Holy Spirit, not being filled with the Holy Spirit, but being filled with wine and drinks of this world. Being hungry and thirsty after the juices of the world, but we're not hungry after the truth. Forgive us, Lord God, for not being merciful, not looking after your justice and your mercy, not being hungry to spend the time in your word, not being hungry after to evangelize, to save souls, not being desperate to save our family, not crying out for the family. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Jesus, for being mindful of our own businesses. But not being, watch out for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Not praying for them, not saving them, not going on there to tell them the truth, that they're perishing and they're one day will perish in hell. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, God. Jesus, help us, Lord God. To be holy and sanctified. Not praying in the spirit, thinking that it's all babble and it's all nonsense. Thinking that it's nonsense. The things of God, the things of the Holy Spirit. Forgive us of even close to blaspheming the Holy Spirit when you give us a precious gift of praying in the spirit, that we are lazy not to use the gift. Forgive us, God. Forgive us of taking your gift so lightly when it was such a precious gift that you gave us. Forgive us of taking the blood of Jesus lightly, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on the cross lightly, Father. Forgive us. Forgive us for you died and you took all the pain for us. Thank you, Father. Forgive us taking it so lightly. Forgive us, Lord God. Wash us our sin. Wash our conscience. Forgive us of not praying for the people, our brothers and sisters that are being crucified, that are being persecuted to death, that are being persecuted in many, many countries of the world. Father, forgive us of not praying for our souls. Forgive us of not praying for the salvation of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and even for the people who don't know you. Father, praying, forgive us of not praying for the Muslims or the Hindus or the Catholics or anybody who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Those people who are in the cults, Father, that are being deceived, forgive us of not praying for them. Father, forgive us. Forgive us of our sins. Jesus, God, please save him, Lord. Please save him. Bring him to your... Bring him to your feet, Lord God. Bring us to your feet. Forgive us of not being evil to even praying on our knees, but being in our beds. Taking it too lightly, too comfortable, dishonoring you, in our conducts. Forgive us. Forgive us of not working hard, not studying hard for your glory when you told us to do all things for your glory, Father. Forgive us of not doing things for your glory, but taking it too lightly. For dishonoring the people that you have put up, put on in our lives, dishonoring the teachers that told us to study, dishonoring our parents who told us to do certain things, and being disobedient, or even yelling at them, dishonoring the parents. Forgive us, Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord God, of those sins. Fighting them or yelling at them or cursing them even or fighting them or hitting them even. Forgive us, God. Or being disrespectful of them. Forgive us if we are wives of the husband, of dishonoring the husband. And forgive us if our husband's not honoring the wife. Not loving the wife as God loves the church. Forgive us of disrespecting the body of Christ. Forgive us for treating the pastors and deacons in a wrong manner, for treating the church members in a wrong manner, for hurting them or gossiping them behind. Forgive us of any kind of gossips that we are speaking evil against them or laughing at them or any kind of things like that, Father. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us. Jesus. Jesus, forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us with our secret intentions, Father, that we had in our hearts of thinking that we're better than them. Or looking down at them or not respecting their efforts. Preach the gospel. Forgive us of laughing at anybody. In Jesus' name. Or mocking at them. Forgive us of any idle words that we spoke that came from our hearts. Forgive us, Lord God. Cleanse our hearts. Just cleanse it with the fire and burn it all clean. Burn it all clean. Cleanse our hearts with the water of God. Forgive us, Jesus Christ. Reveal our sins. Lord, Holy Spirit, reveal our sins, Lord. Show us our sins, Lord God. What we have done wrong. Forgive us of dishonoring your Sabbath day holy. Keeping it sanctified for you, keeping it for the remembrance of Jesus Christ. Remembering for the day that you created the universe and us. Forgive us of taking it so lightly. And doing what our hearts desired instead of looking after you. Instead of seeking you. Forgive us of going shopping and spending it for our desires of this flesh. Forgive us. Forgive us of not being mindful of the things of God. Forgive us of worshiping any idols, any kind of movie entertainments that we've been watching and laughing and being enjoyed by them. Forgive us of all those false worship of the devil, of all these stars that we've been role modeling after. Forgive us of those. All this. Forgive us of desiring to be stars and rock stars and movie stars and entertainment stars and whatnot, but not exalting you, Jesus, not glorifying your name, not proclaiming your name to the people. Forgive us. Forgive us of this wickedness, Lord God. Forgive us of enjoying all the music entertainment, but not enjoying the worship and praising God. Forgive us of all these wickedness, Lord God, and burn us and cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse our hearts. Forgive us of lusting after our lovers, our boyfriends, our girlfriends, being in fornications, Father. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us and take that out from our hearts, and help us not to commit any fornication, which is sex before marriage, in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all the lust. Lusting with our eyes, lusting with our hearts, lusting with our minds. All these ungodly wickedness. Father, forgive us. Forgive us of killing other people with our eyes, with our words, within our hearts, murdering them over and over. forgive us, God. We forgive all those people who offended us in any way. In Jesus' name, even if we don't have it, Father, I just ask that you give us the heart to forgive. Forgive us as we forgive them, Lord God. For if we don't forgive them, we cannot be forgiven either. So give us the heart to forgive them, Lord God, a loving heart to bless them. So Father, we bless our enemies. We bless those who did wrong against us. We bless those who cursed us. Forgive us. We forgive them in Jesus' name. And we look them with the eyes of mercy that you have on us. So Father, look on us with the eyes of mercy, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name. Praise your name, praise your name. Hallelujah. And Lord God, I just ask that you be glorified. We partake of the bread of Jesus Christ, which is the bread of life, the unleavened bread. If you have a bread that is unleavened, then you can partake of it physically. But if you do not, just meditate upon the word of God, which is the bread of life that came down from heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we meditate upon your word. With you, all things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. We meditate upon your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us your daily bread. Give us our daily bread. Hallelujah. We partake of the blood of Jesus Christ. You can also take the wine if you have a cup of wine. To partake the blood of Jesus Christ. In our spirit, in our soul, we partake the blood of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood and we drink it by faith in Jesus' name. It is the blood indeed, it is drink indeed that cleanses our sins, that unites us with your life, that our life is united with the life of Jesus Christ, that our flesh is united with the flesh of Jesus Christ. That now you, Jesus Christ, live in us, live through us, live in this body. We became one with you as a branch that is connected to the vine. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood and the body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for divine your name. Jesus Christ, I gotta glorify by and be your name. And then the seven spirits of God, we worship you, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of fear of the Lord. Give us a fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. So light the fear of the Lord in our hearts. Not to fear men or demons or devils, but to fear God. To fear God, who can destroy soul and body in hell. And we fear the Lord. That we wouldn't commit evil and wickedness. Give us a fear of the Lord. And spirit of wisdom. So that we would do the things that is wise and pleasing unto you. Spirit of wisdom. Give us a spirit of wisdom. We light the spirit of wisdom in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come upon us. And the spirit of knowledge of God. Help us to know the things that we don't even know. The knowledge of your word. The knowledge of God. So that we may know you. Hallelujah. And the insight of the Lord. So that we may know the heart of God. And that we may know the man's hearts. To have a discernment. So that we may have the discernment of spirits. Whether that is of God or not. Of men, whether that they are God of God or not, give us this discernment, Lord God. And then, Father, we just ask you to light up the spirit of the counsel of the Lord, that we do not depend on man's counsel, and forgive us of depending on man's counsel or their comfort. But help us to depend on the Holy Spirit who teaches us all things as you are our counselor and our teacher. Give us counsel, spirit counsel. Thank you, Father God. Light that up in our hearts so that we be mindful of you. To ask you,
not to ask pastors or preachers or anybody, but to ask you directly, to get the answer from you directly. Forgive us of seeking all the wicked people instead of God yourself. Forgive us. And we want the spirit of the power of God. The spirit of power, Lord God. Give us the spirit of power to cast out all demons, to heal the sick, Lord God. Give us the spirit of power, light that in our hearts, Lord God. Spirit of power, of miracles and healing and deliverance, so that we may deliver many and to heal people. Then proclaim your name and give glory unto you. Forgive us if we took any of the glory that you are supposed to receive when we are doing these acts of miracles. Father, we give you all the praise and glory. It was all your work. It's all your work. And we remind ourselves to give you all the glory. For that spirit of God, of power is of you. It's not of mine. But it's yours, Lord God. We proclaim it as you who did all the works of mighty miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask you the spirit of the Lord to be with us. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit to be with us. Father God, lead us, Lord. Lead us in this prayer, Father. Father, first of all, we now ask you, God, to save our families and friends and our neighbors in Jesus' name. Help us to love them as you love us, so we pray for their salvation. For what greater good can we give them the message of Jesus Christ and for praying for them to be saved. Father, we ask you, God, please save our family members, our fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunts, and uncles, our grandfathers and grandmothers in Jesus' name. Father, do everything in your power to save them. Do everything in your power. Hallelujah. Jesus, please, please, oh Lord, please take them out from the hellfire, Father. Take them out from the darkness and the blindness to be lifted up out of their eyes so that they may receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Father, take them out from their sinful lives, Lord God. Take them out from their worldly ways. Do everything in your power to take away all their idols, to crush their idols. Father God, if they're not being listening to you but being stubborn, Father, crush their legs and arms, in Jesus, so they may walk the right path of Jesus Christ, that they may repent, Father God, in Jesus' name. If you gotta do everything to even lock them up in jail and let them depart from the wicked ways in Jesus' name, reveal to them their sins. Bring them to their knees in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please save them, Lord. Please save them and humble them, Lord. Humble them if they're prideful. Crush all their pride in Jesus' name. Let them seek for the mercy of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please save them. Save them, Lord God. Save them. We desire you to save them, Lord God. Do everything in your power to save them to Christ. To bring them to the Lord. For we don't want them to suffer one day and be perishing in hellfire forever. In Jesus' name, Father God, please save him, Lord. Save him, save him. All our friends that we used to know that are ungodly, living an unrepentant life. Forgive them, Father. Please, oh Lord, bring them to Christ. Bring them to Christ. Do everything in your power to save them, Lord God. And all the people that don't know Christ, Lord God. Please, God, bring the knowledge of Jesus Christ to them. And let their hearts be open. Let not their hearts be hardened. If their hearts are hardened, crush their hearts, Lord God. Break their hearts in Jesus' name, so they may receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll mend their hearts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, those who are oppressed and depressed, in Jesus' name, Father, cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cast out the spirits of depression in Jesus' name. Get out of them, our families and friends, in Jesus' name. Whoever is listening, restore their minds with confidence of the Lord. Not being prideful in themselves, but finding confidence in the Lord, who is for us. We repent of
not praying enough, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we know that all the other problems came because we didn't serve the Lord well, in Jesus' name. Unless it was come from the persecutions following you, Lord. Father God, we just also ask that you heal our families, whoever is listening, Father, in Jesus' name, as they repented, truly heal their minds, heal their hearts, heal their brokenness, touch them with your Holy Spirit, heal their bodies of their sicknesses, in Jesus' name. I just ask that you remove all those satans and demons and devils that are making them sick, in Jesus' name. Devils, you get out from their body, in Jesus' name. Get out of their bodies, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal them. Heal them by your power in Jesus' name. Let your healing power come upon them. Comfort their bodies. Strengthen their bodies in Jesus' name. Supernaturally heal them, Lord. And then deliver them from wickedness in Jesus' name. You devils, you get out of our people. Get out of our bodies. Get out of our people in Jesus' name. Cover them with the fire, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. We give you all the praise and thank you. We thank you, Father God, for letting us know you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for being able to pray unto you. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us this life, for this air that we breathe. Thank you, Jesus, for the water that we have, for the food that we have, for this body that you've given us, for this mind to understand you, for these ears to even hear your word, for these eyes to see, open our blindness eyes to see, open our ears to hear your voice and to follow you through your direction, and give us understanding in our hearts so that we may understand your words, your message, in Jesus' name. Father, put meekness in our hearts. Let us become meek and humble, and then holy and righteous through your Spirit living in us, by yielding unto your spirits, for being dead to ourselves, Lord God. Let your Spirit live in us, in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, let him dwell in our hearts, and we yield ourselves unto you. Thank you, Father God, for all these answered prayers. Father, we know that these prayers that we have given are according to your will, and that you would answer us according to your love and mercy, that you, as you're a good Lord, as you're a good Savior, as you're a merciful God that has mercies for thousands of generations that love you, Father. And then, Father, we proclaim we love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, not just in words, but in spirit and in deeds. We love you, God. We love you, Lord. We want to serve you, Father. We want to serve you. We lay our life unto you. Use us. Use us for your purpose. Use us for your purpose, that we wouldn't have any regrets when we go to heaven, that we wouldn't have any regrets of not serving you, Lord God, who are such a beautiful, who's such perfect, Lord Jesus Christ, our Master and our Lord. As your King, Lord, reign over us, and help us to become your subjects who submitted their will unto you, and who treat you as King, as you are, the King of the universe, the God of the universe, who honor your name, who respect you as the Lord God. Help us to honor your name and not do anything disrespectful unto you. Forgive us, Lord God, if we are disrespectful unto you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, for your presence. We acknowledge that your Holy Spirit is with us, as always. Glory God, glory God. Father God, we just ask that you set those who are bounded in chains, who are hidden in dark places. Father, I just ask that you send your angels to set them free, Lord. Set them free, Lord God, from their bondages, in Jesus' name. Father God, you know who they are, Father. those who are in sex chains, those who are slaves, being sold as slaves all over the world. Father God, set them free, Lord. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them. Send your angels and your workers into the field in Jesus' name. Harvest them. Lord, harvest them for your kingdom in Jesus' name. Touch them and heal their hearts and bodies and mend their souls in Jesus' name. Let us all help us all to depart from the demonic spirits, from the demonic entertainments in Jesus' name. Help us to just let it go. Let it go in Jesus' name. Glory God, glory God, glory God, glory God. Praise your name, praise your name, which is to come forever and ever. God, and I just ask that you please, Lord, save us, continue to save us, and not to depart from the faith, not to depart from the truth, as you are the Lord truth, as you are truth. Help us to be bold and to be strong to proclaim your name without being hindered by our timidity in Jesus' name. But make us strong and bold. Make us strong and bold in Jesus' name. For those who can please you are the strong ones. For those who can glorify your name are the strong ones and the bold ones. Help us to be bold and strong for your kingdom. Not being timid and weak in Jesus' name. But being bold soldiers of the Lord. In Jesus' name, give us the full armor, God, the helmets of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the swords of spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith, Lord, and the belt of truth, guarded on our waist, and the gospel of peace on our feet, so that we may walk. To give the gospel unto the world. Help us to be lights on the lamp that is not hidden under the bed, but shining all throughout our room in Jesus' name, that we may give the light unto others in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. As those who pray can pray in the tongues, pray in tongues. Those who cannot ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Father God. We ask you to give us the gift of discernment, to discern the truth from the false, to test the spirits with your Holy Spirit, so that we wouldn't just be bluntly falling in cults or any false gospels in Jesus' name, but give us discernment, which comes from your word. So give us the knowledge and discernment in Jesus' name. Give us wisdom also, Lord God. Give us wisdom. Give us the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues in Jesus' name. The gift of interpretation of tongues. The gift to pray. According to your perfect will. In Jesus' name, give us these gifts. In Jesus' name, help us to come to fasting and prayer. Strengthen us, strengthen our hearts to fast and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And then help us also to wait upon your spirit. To wait upon the Lord for your word. In Jesus' name, give us the gift of healing, miracles. In Jesus' name, and give us the gift of love. To love others as we love ourselves. And to love God above all. In Jesus' name. For your law is hangs upon the love. In Jesus' name. Please fill ourselves with the love of Christ. With the love that comes from above. Which is pure and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Strengthen us. And I'll stop the tape here. But you can wait upon the Lord in total silence. Be silent. Let the whole world be silent before the Lord in stillness in Jesus' name. And the Lord God who will strengthen your spirit in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We wait upon you now.